We're back on AM 930 WEOL 100.3 FM. Rocco Nushi here with you as we are joined by a very special guest, maybe the talk of Elyria right now. That is track star Mateo Medina, state champion, triple crown winner. I'm sure there's plenty of other accolades that I'm missing in there as well. But Mateo, thank you very much for taking the time to join us here today. How are we doing?
Man, I'm great. Thank you for having me on.
It's an honor to be joined by you, my friend, as, man, I mean, there's just all kinds of interviews and articles being pumped out about you left and right. Have you gotten a little more comfortable with some of this media frenzy that's been thrown your way these past couple of weeks?
Oh, yeah, definitely been getting more comfortable. You know, it's all just been getting thrown at me left and right. And, I mean, at the end of the day, I'm just being me, you know, just talking how I talk. So, yeah.
That's one of the things I've read about you and maybe been most impressed with, that, you know, despite all of this success and all of these accolades coming your way, you seem to still be true to yourself. Well, where does that come from, this whole, you know, sticking to your identity and just being who you are through all of this?
I mean, I've just been a person of integrity all my life. I've always just been true to myself, always wanted to stay grounded, stay humble. You know, never wanted to get too big-headed or, you know, just never wanted to be that type of person. So when I started getting all this attention from the media, it's like, why not be myself, you know?
Understood. So let's talk about your accomplishments, if we could. You know, this goes back all the way to 2023, as I was reading. You know, you kind of bow out of the season, a disqualification there. And you know, obviously, you get the state championship after that. You get the team title as well, which was crazy. You get the triple crown. So, you know, I don't want to say that maybe you're glad that 2023 incident happened, right? You never want that necessarily to happen, but I got to imagine that served as a good amount of extra motivation for you to get to where you are now.
Oh, yeah, no, that false start definitely was like a game changer. It was like a switch and everything. I mean, I feel, you know, even if I didn't false start, I would have still been on the road to become a state champion, but it just added so much more to the story and just added so much more. Like, it was so much more rewarding having that false start, and not only winning state, but getting the triple crown and the team title, and there was like a story to it, you know.
Yeah, definitely. Has it set in, right, that you've done all of that, the individual title, the team title, the triple crown? Has it really set in at this point that, man, wow, I really just did all that?
I mean, yeah, it has for sure, but I still don't know. Like, I still don't have words. Like, I don't know what to say every time people ask me, like, oh, how do you feel? How'd you feel? Like, what did it feel like? I'm literally like, I literally don't know how to explain. It just literally felt like surreal in the moment.
That was probably an insane amount of raw emotion that came over you once you realized what you had done, I would assume.
No, yeah. It like when my coach, Jerry Chismar, turned to me and he was like, dude, we just won this, like, the team title. We literally just bursted into tears.
Oh, man, that's incredible. That is incredible. Again, we're joined by Mateo Medina, senior at Elyria High School. He was a state track champion, won the Triple Crown, also brought home a team title for the Elyria track team in doing so. You just mentioned Coach Chismar there. How crucial and vital was he to you just through the training and the process into getting here?
Very crucial, for sure. I mean, he did all the planning. We had an entire year mapped out. Different training cycles. I couldn't have done it without him, for sure. I mean, he's a coach. He's a coach you definitely want to work with. He's definitely going to work with you. He's a science-y type of guy, and I love that about him because he teaches me how things work, teaches me how my body works, how the sport works, and it's just great coach, like, all in all, you know. Just an amazing guy.
And it seems like maybe that science-y approach, to steal your words there, maybe almost necessary with track and field, right? Because it's almost unlike any other sport. You're really just going up. I mean, you're racing against other people, sure, but at the end of the day, you're really going against yourself, right, to be better and better and get faster and faster. So it seems like his approach to that really proved beneficial for you.
Oh, yeah. So, like, you know, track is a different type of sport than other sports. It the mental's different, you know, the training's different. It's all different. And the way he approached it is, you know, we were being honest with ourselves. At first, we were just going to go 200, 400, but I wanted to stick with the triple. And him being such a, again, a sciencey guy, we did so many different types of drills and workouts that I didn't really get at first.
Mm-hmm.
But until after the state meet, I was like, everything came full circle. I was just like, oh, I understand why we did this. I understand why we did that. You know, so it all just worked out in the end.
For people who aren't as well versed in track and field, talk us through the 100, the 200, and the 400. They're all sprints, obviously, but they're obviously all different lengths. And so does the training for three different events like that, does it vary greatly, or is it kind of similar how you prepare for those three events? How does that all kind of work?
The training is definitely different for each different event. Like, mm-hmm. if you're a 100, 200 runner, your training is going to be different if you're your training is going to be different from a 200, 400 runner.
Okay.
So we just kind of had to implement a little bit of everything. I still train more like a 200, 400 guy, but I would, you know, work on my turnover rate a lot and my power, my explosion for the 100, so I can still have that turnover rate for mm-hmm. the 100. The training itself, I mean, after a while you get used to it, but actually running the races, completely different race, and I don't think people understand that, especially the 400. Like, the way you run a 400 is way different than the way you run a 100 and 200. 100 and 200, you just kind of just go out, mm-hmm. essentially. You just give it all you got until you hit the wall. The 400, it's like, you have to learn how to run the 400. And you have to train your body a very specific way to run the 400. And you have to, it's just a different mental game. The 400 is like the scariest event to approach, my opinion.
You know, far be it from me, you know, I'm not the expert on this by any means, but I go back to when I ran track back in 06th, 7th, 8th grade, and that 400 is a different beast. So is the 800, but that's an entirely different story altogether.
Oh, so. Yeah.
what was maybe the biggest or hardest challenge for you throughout that training and getting to where you are now?
I mean, just constantly having to, like, trust the process, you know?
Mm-hmm.
When you're in the moment and you're doing all these crazy workouts, and so you, of course, sometimes you might second guess yourself, but like, I would literally be at practice and I'm like, okay, you know, if I want to accomplish what I got accomplished, like, if this is what it takes to become a state champion, I would like literally tell my teammates that, and just having to always trust the process. It gets hard to do, because in the moment you're running 600s, 500s, whatever it may be, and you're tired, and it's like, this better not be all for nothing, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I definitely understand that. Was giving up other sports, because I know you played basketball, and I don't remember if you played football or not. I do remember calling a couple of basketball games for you. Was giving up those other sports to be specialized and focused on track, was that hard for you to do?
Oh, yeah. So after sophomore year, I gave up baseball so I could run track. But I still stuck with basketball. And then giving up basketball was an extremely hard decision for me. But I ended up, you know, giving up basketball for track. And, again, it was a very, very, very hard decision. I mean, mm-hmm. it took me months to figure this
really?
Out. I don't think I even told him until, what was it, maybe April? Yeah, because, wow. Season ended in March. No, actually, I didn't tell him in April. I think I told him in the summer.
Because
I would still go to, like, the kids' camps, and I came to a couple shootouts and stuff to see if I wanted to. And eventually, I think in, like, July, I was like, I'm sorry, coach, I don't think I really want to play. So that's how it happened.
Well, and like you kind of said, you know, trusting the process, getting the results, making this all worth it. I mean, that just has to make, you know, getting those achievements that much sweeter, right? You just talked about how difficult of a decision that was for you, added on top of, you know, the constant training and all of that. So super awesome to see everything kind of work out for you in the end there. So, Mateo, before I let you go, I know you're moving on to Arizona State in the fall. I actually had a friend's brother many, many moons ago that went out to Arizona State for school. How excited are you to head out there, and what was it about Arizona State that drew you to their program?
I'm glad you asked. I mean, I'm very, very excited. I mean, big school, a lot. I mean, it's in the top, great track program, great people. Honestly, Arizona State just had everything I've wanted. Like, I wanted it, so my key focuses were I wanted to go to a big school, mm-hmm. a very inclusive environment. I wanted to go to a good track school, of course, and I wanted to, like, be surrounded with very, very like-minded people, not just on the track, but off the track as well.
Okay.
And when I visited there, like, the team, it felt like it was, like, just a bunch of me's out there. Like, I just related to them, and it just clicked very well. You know, I didn't feel like it didn't feel forced or uncomfortable. It felt very natural, and I was like, no, this is the school I'm definitely going to go to.
So you've had a good amount of conversations with the coaches and some of the other runners that you'll be joining down there then?
Yeah. I talked to Coach Gino, you know, very frequently, Coach Miller as well. But they're pretty busy, so it's not like an everyday thing.
Mm-hmm.
But when we do talk, we do have very lengthy conversations. And the teammates, no, I text them a lot. We text a lot.
That's awesome. That's awesome. I can't imagine you'll be missing these Ohio winters very well. Not these Ohio winters. We're in the middle of summer right now. But those Ohio winters, I can't imagine you'll be missing those terribly bad, huh?
Oh, no. I mean, when you live in Ohio for 18 years, eventually you get sick of it.
That's enough,
like,
right?
You're gonna go somewhere.
I gotcha. Great deal. Well, Mateo, hey, thank you very much for joining me here today, man. Awesome conversation. Really appreciate the time. Congratulations again on a very successful past track season, obviously, with the state championship, the Triple Crown, the team title, all of that. And best of luck moving forward at Arizona State. We're excited to follow the journey, man.
Thank you for having me on here.